Hi.
I honestly feel a little awkward, but it's been a while. I guess that's why it feels awkward. But, hi. I wanted to record something. So, here that something is. I have my clit sucker, and not that long ago, maybe a few months back, I got a new dildo. And I think maybe people wanted to hear more dildo stuff. This one's a little longer and a little thicker than the other one. So, anyway, yeah, I'll be using both. Maybe not at the same time, maybe sometimes at the same time, I don't know. It's kind of go with the flow today. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be saying much, but I just wanted to get off and record it and feel good. And so, you know, yeah, I guess I'll start now. And of course, feel free to join. It'd be nice if you join, but if you just like kind of listen while doing stuff, like I like to listen to audios while working or even cooking. So, oh God, I hope this isn't too loud because it sounds loud to me. But anyway, yeah, follow along if you want. If you don't, that's cool. This is the clit sucker. I'm sure you can hear it. I really like it. It's probably my favorite thing, like the best purchase ever. And I am watching porn. I don't know why, but I keep coming across, I guess, strip club go-go boys videos. So that's what I'm watching. And, I guess, like, gay club go-go boys. And I think it'd be really nice to go see something like that in person. At least I think it's really hot. I don't know how they work, because at least where I am, it seems like this kind of thing wouldn't exist, because they're just basically having an orgy on stage. Orgy? I don't know how to speak. So anyway, I'd like to go see one. I'm assuming it's not just like a guys only kind of thing, right? Like girls can come in and watch too. I don't know, but I'd love to go watch, because I don't know, every one video I've seen, it's like they're basically fucking each other on stage, and I am so into that. That's really hot. And sometimes even get, like, one of the guys from the audience to help out. I think that's really hot. Oh. Fuck, it feels good. I took the day off, not just to get off, but I took the day off just for a break, and I was like, you know, I'm horny, and I haven't recorded anything in a long time, why not? I think it's fun, it's hot. And everyone is really nice. At least everyone I've crossed paths with on here is really, really nice. And like the messages, people will leave comments or something and just be encouraging, I guess, like telling me it sounds good or like they'd like to hear more, which is nice. It's in, you know, I can't think. Everyone is just really kind here, and that makes me want to do more. Fuck. It was a lot. Sometimes, I don't know why, I just have to like turn it off and start again. I don't know what you call that, but I guess it got too sensitive. I don't know. But it feels good. And maybe I should say, like, I didn't touch myself for like 4 days, I think it was 4 days, and then last night I finally came after all that time, and it knocked me out. Like, I went right to sleep. I had like I used my clit sucker, and that was just laying in bed next to me, and my phone was next to me, not even charging. So yeah, I just passed out, really. I guess that's why I kind of woke up horny. I didn't get it all out in the one, but I was too sleepy to keep going. And I was kind of edged all day yesterday before that anyway. Because I had a lush in, it was being controlled. Fuck. I'm basically edging myself again. Fuck it. Feels so good. Anyway, I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, fuck. I think kind of this is like gooning, but I don't really plan to stay edged right now. But I mean, I guess I've heard that gooning isn't always just staying edge. Sometimes it's coming over and over again. And I like that version. Or maybe that's the version today. We'll see what happens. I really need to think. Now, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You make my legs shake. Oh my God, yes. God. Oh, fuck, that was a good one. I really like to put a dildo in right after, like, a clit orgasm. I don't know if anyone else does that, like anyone else with a pussy and a clit. If you do that too and you're listening, let me know, because let's talk about it. That's like a really, really good feeling to me. Right now I'm just rubbing it up and down. I get like really wet after I come. Sure, that's a normal thing, but it always is really a turn on to me, like knowing that after I come it gets like three times as wet, I think. And wait, I think I can put a mic down there. Wait, hang on. Okay, there's a second mic there now. Hopefully it can pick up on things. But anyway, I was saying it turns me on a lot to come like through my clit first and then put a dildo in. It always just feels really good. And then moving forward from there, just kind of like keeping it in and going at my clit again. Pushing it in now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. and I said before, this one's bigger than the other one and thicker. Oh fuck. And this one has like details on it, like veins and I don't know. Ridges and like a proper head on it. And it's actually like a thrusting machine. Like a handheld one. It fucks in and out and has a little flapper for the G-spot. Oh, but honestly, it's really effective by itself. I think it's really rare that I turn it on. God, because it just feels so good by itself. Oh fuck. Oh, it's hitting so deep. Oh fuck, I feel it in my stomach. Fuck. And it comes with like this stand. Oh, so. So I can attach it to stuff and it can fuck me by itself without me having to hold it. Which is good because, when I hold it, it doesn't quite do the same. If that makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense. Fuck. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. I still use the old one, and it still feels just as good. But I don't know. This one is like easier to hold than push it. And it, so fucking thick. Fuck, I feel like I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm in bed. I don't want to squirt on my sheets. But fuck, I could just do laundry. fuck. I could just wash the sheets. Fuck, it's so fucking deep. Oh my god. It's so creamy now. Fuck. It is a little weird because since the middle of it is kind of hollow for the G-spot thing, it makes weird sounds. I guess you can hear it. It's like, fuck. I thought about getting one that's just normal and not hollow in the middle. Because, okay, I mean, it's a really cool machine and all, but I just like the size of it, I think, and the texture of it. Sometimes it being hollow makes feel really strange. Oh my gosh. Oh fuck. If I'm gonna squirt, I'm gonna have to move that mic. It's definitely not waterproof. Kind of like edging, but trying not to squirt on my sheets. Oh fuck. Oh, it's so drippy. Oh my god. Oh, it's dripping off the toy. Oh, it's so fucking wet. Oh, fuck. Maybe I squirted a little already. Just leaking. It feels so good to leak like that. Squirt with it inside. Probably feel really good. I usually just kind of pull it out when I'm gonna squirt. It's hollow, kind of, in the middle. I could squirt with it. It's not pushing anything shut, I guess. I don't know. Oh, fuck. And I just recently bought black sheets. I say recently, it's been some months. I don't know how long it's been. But I have black sheets, and I really love, I don't know, everything. I like having, like I wear a lot of black clothes, and like accessories are black, and my car is black. If we're gonna keep stating the obvious, I'm black. And anyway, my favorite color is blue, but I just love the way black looks on everything. This toy is pink, which is not really my thing, but fuck, it feels good. So maybe I'll start liking the color pink more. But anyway, I say all that to say my sheets are black. So sometimes when I'm, you know, having my spicy time, oh fuck. Oh fuck, I just. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck, I just squirted. No, I didn't fart. That was my pussy. And I squirted. Oh fuck. Oh god, I should have laid a towel down. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, I'm gonna have to change the sheath anyway. Oh fuck, yes. Oh my god, yes. Oh my gosh. Oh shit. fuck, again. Oh my god, yes, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my god. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, god, yes. It feels so fucking good to squirt. Oh, my god. Fuck, yes. Oh, my god. Bed is so wet. I don't give a fuck. Feels so good. Feels so good. Yes. Having black sheets and coming and dripping and squirting and leaking isn't great because it's gonna show up and it's gonna look like I don't know. Oh, fuck, like crime scene. But it's white instead of red. Oh, my bed is wet. I mean, I put a mattress protector on when I got this mattress. Not exactly for this reason, but doesn't hurt, does it? Oh. I'm just glad it's waterproof. Oh, I kind of want to do more. But I need a second. I need like 5 minutes. And then maybe I'll do more. Or maybe I should just start the day. It's 10:30 right now. A.M. I think maybe I'll go get some boba and lunch. Oh wait, it's 10:30. It's kind of early for lunch. But I don't think I'm gonna. Maybe I won't eat until lunch. I think. I don't know what I think. There's no thinking happening. I just want some boba. Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. And I'm gonna treat myself, you know? So, I don't know. I guess I'll stop right here. Oh, okay. My hands are shaking. That's nice. I will stop here, I think. Maybe there'll be more. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But this is already really long, so yeah. I'll just stop it here since it's pretty long already. Anyway, that was fun. Clearly, I really like my new dildo. I mean, it doesn't make me like the old one any less because I still use it. But I don't know. This one is like, I know I'm gonna like come over and over when I use it. It feels so good. So anyway, have a good day, night, afternoon, whatever you're doing right now. Have a good one.